It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. And Jen DeWinter is on the line from the Diabetes Department. Hi, Jen.
Hey, good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about all the new classifications of the diabetes drugs. Being diabetic, you know, I always used to take metformin. But now there's all those ones with all the songs. Ozempic and all the others. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yes, I am seeing a lot of patients with a lot of questions about those medications. They're in a class called GLP-1, and most of them are once weekly injections. Probably the most common ones are Ozempic and Trulicity.
Right.
There is a newer one called Mounjaro that has touted a little bit more weight loss than Ozempic and Trulicity. I just have a lot of patients that have a lot of questions, and I'm happy to help them. Sometimes there's a frustration with the cost. Sometimes, depending on your insurance, cost can be a frustration for patients. So we can download some copay cards or just look into some other options there. And some of these medications have some possible side effects, so it's nice to know the education to go along. Can you possibly reduce some of those side effects or be aware of them? So there is some good coaching opportunity and education if you're starting one of those medications that we can provide for you here in the Diabetes Center.
And of course, as these medications are out on the market more often, then the price will start to come down, especially when they get to be a generic version. But they're all newer. That's why they're pricier right now, right?
Yes, and there are not generics available of these medications right now.
Right.
So yes, that can be frustrating for patients, even though they're great medications. If they're not affordable, another reason.
Yep.
I am here to help you figure out the next option and how to work through those frustrations.
All right. I don't know if you know how to sing, but let's go with Down with Rebelsis, or the lady who's doing the Jardiance one where she's like, you know, it's Jardiance, the one little pill with a big story to tell. I mean, I've seen them all. They blanket.
She's singing and dancing. And that's right.
Yeah. And that explains why a lot of your patients and a lot of people have questions, because they see them blanketed on TV commercials all the time. So.
Absolutely.
And of course, if they have any questions about these, they can always get a hold of you at the hospital, correct?
Yes, that is correct. They can call the hospital number directly, 515-332-4200, or they can call my office directly, 515-332-7643.
Perfect. And you had one other thing you were going to talk about?
Yeah, I want to let people know, if they are using continuous glucose monitors, which would be the sensors that you'll see people wear on their bodies, frequently on their arms or on their abdomen, that monitor their blood sugars. There's two common sensors out on the market right now, the Dexcom, and then there's also Freestyle Libre. So those sensors have both had an upgrade recently within the last few months. Dexcom's newest upgrade is Dexcom G7. And then Freestyle Libre has a Freestyle Libre 3. So both of those sensors are great. They offer now, the newer sensors are smaller, easier to apply. They're continuous, meaning they're going to give you alerts whether your blood sugar is high or low. And patients can use apps on their phone to connect with those sensors, or there's readers that are available also. So patients are able to reach out to me if they have questions or are interested in getting started on one of those continuous glucose monitors, and or if they have one and they're interested in an upgrade, they can reach out to me for that too.
You know, it's amazing. I've been diabetic for 20 years, and when I started, you know, there was only just prick your finger and get the blood 3 or 4 times a day. That was the only way there was. And, you know,
Absolutely. And
there was metformin or you did insulin. And now there's all these new drugs and all this new technology. It really, you know, between education and monitoring your blood sugar and taking the medication, it really makes it, I don't want to say it makes it easier to deal with diabetes, but it does make it a lot easier than it used to be. You know, it used to be a lot harder, and now more people have it and the stigma has gone away, it seems like.
Yes, and it's just easier to see with these continuous glucose monitors. You're seeing real-time information.
Right.
It's still wonderful that patients are checking their blood sugar with the finger stick. You know, you're getting one moment of the day, whereas these continuous glucose monitors can give you trend arrows. Hey, your blood sugar's going up or it's going down. Yeah, it takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. So, yeah, using that technology to our advantage just to help improve people's quality of life when you're living with diabetes is a great option.
And it really is. Jen DeWinter from the Diabetes Center at the hospital, thank you very much for joining us on Your Care, Our Mission, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.